Thank you, Mark. Stand by for my guests, the Mona Lisa Twins and Stars in Your Ears. We'll be looking at some brand new releases from our local acts. Mona Lisa Twins and June.
June, it has been so long.
That's a particularly apt record, isn't it? June, come and take the rain away, and it's pouring.
Yes, I know. But yesterday it was sunny, so...
What does that mean?
I think June is promising some sun, I think.
Okay, that's one of your most commercial songs, that, girls.
Do you think so?
I've just said so.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's the innocence in the wahs and that. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely beautiful.
That was Tim speaking. Put his mic on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's got a great atmosphere to it.
It captures June perfectly.
When did you write that song, girls?
Oh, it was quite a while ago. I'd say 3 years ago. But we wrote it in summer, so we felt the summerness.
And it's just been launched on YouTube, so they've just finished the video in time for June.
And there's a quiz with the video. Tim wants to see if you can spot on the video... which parts were shot in Liverpool?
That's in Merseyside, yeah.
On Merseyside.
And which were shot in Austria. Mm-hmm. So combination there, nice combination that works well, I think.
I think it's easy to tell. But on the other hand, I saw that you have many rape fields as well in England. So it might not be as obvious which one is Austria. But the rape field scenes, it's called rape field, right?
It is indeed.
All the yellow bits.
The gorgeous. Yellow bits. Yeah. They were in Austria and they were huge, huge fields.
Giving it away.
Yeah, well, oh, all right, that's true, I just gave it away. But there are some other scenes that might not be so obvious.
Okay, who are you listening to at the moment, girls? Is there any new acts that you're listening to that you like?
What's on your iTunes? You listen to more iTunes on Spotify.
On Spotify, I'm Spotify a lot. Well, I always come back to the old stuff. So little new artists that I really like. But the Moons are releasing a new album soon, or maybe they have already. They do really 60s inspired stuff.
The Moons?
The Moons, yes.
Oh, I'll have to look them up. Where are they from?
I don't know, England. But
that's England?
Yeah.
The Moons. Chloe! See, we've got anything about the Moons. Okay, I just had an email from somebody who said this is a brand new announcement. Claire Minter has taken her first steps into the world of films, and she's just been signed up to play Vivian Leigh's part in Gone with the Wind. Mm. So many congratulations to Claire Minter on that achievement.
I read this book and I thought it was so dreadful. I didn't get why people would read it, because I felt just so sad and disappointed when I finished it.
You're talking about my great-great-great-great-great-great uncle.
Really?
Rhett Butler.
That was him.
In Gone with the Wind, yeah.
In Gone with the Wind, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh,
you're also talking about...
great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-uncle.
There was one more great before.
She spotted my lack of great.
It was also my mother's favourite book ever.
I don't get it.
So how dare you, Lisa?
But it was well written, but it was just so miserable.
It's a long film as well, isn't it?
I didn't get through the first chapter myself, despite my mother insisting I read the whole book, yeah.
Okay, girls, what are you going to do for us today?
It fitted yesterday when we started learning it. It was perfect for the occasion because it was really sunny and beautiful. We wanted to do Here Comes the Sun, which was requested by Rick, what was his last name? Rick Marshall or something.
Okay, Rick Marshall.
Yes, he called in and requested the song, and we will play it today. It's not as fitting, but we hope.
Well, we've had June, that set the scene, didn't it? So let's have it. Here Comes the Sun. Brought sunshine straight away, Tim.
Don't you feel
well done, girls? Here comes the song. There's a lovely version of that by Cockney. George Harrison song, of course, isn't it? Lovely version of that by Cockney Rebel.
Steve Harley, wonderful.
Yeah, sings it great. Yeah. Okay, I've been talking to Tim about patience and prudence.
We do a song by them.
Do you do it?
Yes.
What do you do?
Tonight You Belong to Me. Well, it's not written by them, I think, but they made it popular.
Oh, you want to do that one week?
We could next week. Actually, there's a ukulele sitting over there.
Yeah.
We could do it now. If I could borrow this, the other person.
Okay, yes, that's Ace's ukulele. What man even bought it?
Should we ask him? Should we ask him?
No, don't ask him. He's all right.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's in the right tuning for this.
Because it's funny because I said to Tim, didn't I? I said to Tim in the week, I said, get him to do a Patience and Prudence song.
You
were very, very big in the late 50s. Yeah. They did a song called Gonna Get Along Without You Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, got along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now.
But the funny thing is,
Billy... The funny thing is, that was the hit before, the ones they're talking about.
Well, even funnier, there I was with the girls yesterday in Whitby for a big 60s festival with the Foremost, the Searchers, the Tremolos, the list went on and on and on. And the girls doing the opening for the show, which went down a bundle. And halfway through the act, they suddenly do this very song. Everything is connected, because it was only a few days before you were talking about it. So it took me by surprise. And, well, this is going to take everybody by surprise.
Okay, we'll have the travel first, and then just by sheer coincidence, we've got a Patience and Prudence song coming up.
Travel. BBC Radio Merseyside.
Where's Dave Llewellyn?
Could be a lot worse. It is a bit wet and miserable, mind. Oxton Road through Birkenhead still closed following a gas leak. Emergency repairs underway there. And you've also got some slow traffic as you're heading into and around Ashton and Makerfield. But apart from that, everything seems to be fairly healthy. The roadworks on Marsh Lane through Liverpool still in place. The A5098 completely closed due to work around Washington Parade. And you've still got Leeso Road through Wallasey completely shut as well due to sewer works. Everything else seems to be fine. If you do spot any other problems, you can call in if it's safe and legal to do so. On 01517940953. I'm Dave Llewellyn, BBC Radio Merseyside Travel.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Cheers.
The Mona Lisa twins are my guests. I just happened to suggest to Tim, the mentor, that they might want to do a Patience and Prudence song, Gonna Get Along Without You Now, which actually, many years later, was turned into a big disco hit by Viola Wills. And it turns out that the girls already had a Patience and Prudence song in their repertoire. This was also a very, very big hit for the girls in America. So.
Let's try. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let's give it a try. Is it the right? Yeah.
Okay. Asa Murphy's ukulele.
I hope it's... he's giving me the thumbs up through the window.
Asa Murphy's ukulele is featured on this number from which you will demand royalties.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Uh-huh. Ready?
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Way down the stream, that tonight you belong to me. That tonight you belong to me. Just a little old me.
Very good. That was great. That totally off, totally unexpected. They did that yesterday at the festival, did they?
At the festival in Whitby, yeah.
And how did it go?
First time in Whitby.
That was for
the
great.
Girls. What about Whitby?
Just the city itself, I think, is incredible. Pretty. Yeah. And the festival was fun. There was so much fun. We went on the same date with the Foremost and the Tremolos, so that was exciting.
Did and you the have Drifters. The full band?
Yes, with bass and drums.
Excellent.
And this song is especially cool, I think, when the bass and the drums come in, because it then gets this kind of circusy feeling.
Speaking of circuses, the day before, they were there over on the Wirral with John Gorman for the launch of his festival of firsts.
The Queen. How does that fit in with the circus?
Well, there were giraffes and elephants there, which we didn't expect. So, but we should have expected.
That's Hoylake's Festival of Firsts.
It's coming up next month.
In July, that's right.
In July, yeah. So the girls are appearing quite a few times on that. So am I. Yes, not to push myself.
So that was a kick in Whitby, appearing with all those. And hearing all those 60s songs for you.
Pardon?
In Whitby yesterday.
Yes, it was great to just meet everyone there.
And the Tremolos did some great songs, didn't they?
They did, yes. Everyone. There were so many good songs written in the 60s.
The nicest thing about that festival was that after the girls had appeared, these old codgers kept coming up to me, and I say that in the nicest possible way, and saying, well, now, I didn't expect to like them. High praise indeed, but they were blown away, especially when the girls started doing Revolution. Boy, did they take to the dance floor then. You know, fantastic. Great to see that, because everybody else there is about in their 60s or 70s, you know, and then the girls go on and really blow the roof off the place. Fantastic.
Excellent. Okay, thank you so much, girls. I'll see you next week. Let's hope June keeps the rain away. And especially for you, here's a song called Jennifer Sits Alone by the Moons.
Good one.